855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free SACL CAI toll-free line. That's how toll-free lines come. Toll-free. Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
And Julia.
Let's go directly into the calls. This is the show about your calls, and let's talk to Morgan in Indiana. Morgan?
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
I don't often get to hear the live broadcast. I'm more of a podcast guy, but I was thrilled to hear you reading the Roger Simon op-ed piece. Is that not what you were reading a minute ago?
That's right, from Politico.com, right?
Yeah, I thought you kind of glossed over the fallacy right there in the middle where he explains it all away as, you know, those crazy folks out there that think there's anything amiss here. Oh, my gosh, you know, they do the same thing to Ralph Nader. Well, Ralph Nader's a third-party candidate that we all know gets the third-party candidates are ignored time and time again. That's why Ron Paul isn't a third-party candidate.
That's, you know, it's an interesting idea, but I mean, the guy went out on a limb and he took a stand that he didn't have to take, in just pointing out that Ron Paul got the shaft in the straw poll. I guess you're right that there's certainly a difference between Nader and Paul in that way.
Yeah, he explains it all away as though this happens each and every time. Yeah, Huckabee in the last go around gets what, a fourth of what Mick Romney gets?
Yep.
And he's on every Sunday morning show. He's catapulted to fame and he's part of the top tier, and yet there's, what, 250 missing votes. Ron Paul statistically wins, and there's not a mention, there's not a thing but a chirping cricket to be heard.
Right. I don't think this guy's explanations are my explanations. I just thought that it was an article worth reading because he points out that this is somebody else coming from the left, clearly coming from the left, that sees an injustice. And if other people can see this injustice, that can only be good for the Ron Paul campaign, right?
Oh, I agree. I just think you gave Simon a pass for playing both sides of the field and trying to, you know, explain it all away as though there's nothing to see here, move along.
Well,
it's just,
I don't think that he thinks that. I think that he thinks that Ron Paul got shafted. And, but I mean, you know, that he thinks that lots of people, I guess, get shafted in that if they don't have mainstream ideas. And I tend to think that people do get shafted if they don't have mainstream ideas.
But isn't that the other poll? This, I actually spent some time last night watching not only 2007, but earlier this year when you got people like Hannity and Combs, and they're trying to explain to Ron, you know, Ron, you're really not a Republican. I mean, you should be running as a third-party candidate, and then we'd have every excuse in the world to ignore you. You insist upon running as a Republican, and so because of that, you have to realize that all these other Republicans, they want the exact opposite of what you want. They're warmongers, and they're not talking about the Fed. And yet, if you watch those debates the other day, each and every one of these hacks is mimicking Ron Paul to such an extent that it's just blatantly obvious,
right.
And yet they're still ignoring him.
Ron Paul's domestic policy ideas have largely become mainstream, probably because of his 2008 run. I mean, one of the things that Michelle Bachmann said in one just before she was starting to actually threw her bonnet into the ring was that when she's on vacation, she reads Ludwig von Mises at the beach. Right, I mean, it's absolute nonsense. You know, maybe she has read a little bit of Ludwig von Mises, but the idea that these politicians are, I mean, this lady who worked for the IRS, an IRS hit woman, was, you know, she's real big into freedom. You know, but his domestic policy.
People that tell us time and time again that, you know, the girl next door, I mean, she can be president, right? The Tanya from next door, she can be president. We live in America. Anybody can be president.
Well,
and yet, systematically, time and time again, over and over to the point of just utmost absurdity, they've shown. I mean, the beauty of it is that they illustrate that this isn't a rare occasion. Hopefully, people are grasping onto the fact that they deceive each and every one of those that take the time to listen to their stuff day in and day out to the same extent. It's just people are starting to pay more attention now, and this is a blaring example of just how duped they are day in and day out.
I agree with you, Morgan. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Country Bob in Southern Illinois. Country Bob. Bob?
Hey.
What's going on? What would you like to talk about?
Hey, Mark, Mike. Anyway, it's Mark, correct?
It is Mark, and this is, I'm with Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Anyway, I've been listening for a couple of weeks. We're blessed here in Southern Illinois. Hey, one of these wonderful stations that I don't know the call letters are carrying your program, and I want to let you know that there is not people in Illinois always like the first caller this evening. Thank you very much.
I don't think that caller was necessarily even in Illinois. That that first guy was just screwing around. I think he was. The next time he called in is somebody else from like Colorado. So don't feel like
you don't take it to heart.
Okay, I appreciate it, Bob. Thank you.
All right. Anyway, interesting show a couple weeks ago. Of course, I'm guessing, but anyway, you were talking about laws, law enforcement. Traffic and the tickets and everything.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, there's more you need to learn and know. And not some friends of mine, but I felt like they was friends of mine because I knew a friend of theirs years ago, and they had done research, some Christian research, and they had Black's Law Dictionary.
Uh-huh.
They understood. Go ahead.
No. I was just agreeing with you. Go ahead.
Good man. Anyway, they biblically researched the traffic, and here is part of the point of why we're destroyed for lack of understanding. They uncovered a large part of the fraud, and the fraud is that you, me, or anybody has ever owned a vehicle.
Okay.
When you buy the vehicle and you make the payments, and you're so happy you finally get the certificate of title. All that means, my friend, is that there is a title. The state keeps the real title, and that is what they use as collateral to borrow money from the feds for the state programs.
I've heard this this proposition in the past. I don't know what it has to do with the Bible, but I've heard this proposition in the past, and I've talked to people that actually do have their own vehicle certificate of origin or whatever it's called, vehicle.
Right. The number. In other words, they take the actual number of the vehicle and the state it's sold in, if I remember correctly, owns that vehicle. We pay for the vehicles. That's why they can force us to do all the things they do.
I don't think this is true, Bob, and let me tell you why.
Slaves, because you don't know, and a lot of people don't know, that we are in a slave system.
Oh, it's absolutely a form of slavery.
Story.
But slavery doesn't really exist. Like, you can't...
What they say, because they own the vehicles.
Bob, hold on. I've heard this before, and I don't think it holds water, and I believe I can tell you how it doesn't. This is a conspiracy theory. It's difficult to prove. I have talked to people who have done this, gotten the vehicle certificate of origin and all that stuff, and from what some of them have said is, it's just nonsense. I mean, title isn't an actual document. Title is a it's a state of being. You have title to something that you own. You don't have to have a document to prove that you have title. You just have title. So a certificate of title is, in fact, a statement that you own something, and that's fine. But what about, say, somebody drives their car here and puts it on a boat and gets it from some foreign country? Why is it that they have to obey the traffic laws, too? The government doesn't own their car, right? Hold on. I'll bring you right back. We can talk about it when we get back. Hold the line. 855-450-FREE.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com.
Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts.
Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes.
Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries.
Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. If you've wondered, when I say it's a Sickle toll-free line, who Sickle CAI is? Sickle CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for your company. They do collections, early out billing, they purchase charged-off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They record every call. They have the best equipment money can buy. You can go back and check on their work to make sure they're treating your clients the way you want them to, because they know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's Sickle CAI. They're one of the longest advertisers on Free Talk Live. We thank them. And Sickle CAI, the principal over there, Jason Osborne, endorses the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. All we ask you to do is go over there and be part of our little club. We'll give you some perks. whether you want your own call-in line. We've got the AMP line. We've got a free podcast. You're an AMP member, and we give you a commercial-free podcast, and there's some other perks. It's amp.freetalklive.com. It's $3 a month. We'll make you an AMP member. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Country Bob calling from Illinois. Bob?
Southern Illinois.
Okay, it's Southern Illinois.
Jennifer, hey, it's good to talk to you. I'm sorry you asked me a question that I could not answer as far as the foreign car.
Yep.
But, you know, as an old mechanic, you know, who in the heck would want one of them dang foreign cars anyway?
No, I meant a car. It could be an American car, too, but a car that was...
in Mexico and Israel and South Korea all combined and called the American car.
What's that?
But anyway, honestly, they do. You call it a conspiracy. From what I've seen from these gentlemen years ago, and I ain't going to name names. I know one name in particular.
Okay.
They explained that, as for in court, they use our own language as a weapon against us.
They do.
Honestly.
Yep.
And they had a great explanation of it. From Black's Law Dictionary, in other words, because we are the ignorant masses running around, and it is up to them to steal the fruit of our labor for their benefit. And all they do is sit up there and know the language better than us. Now,
well, they made up the language as it goes.
And honestly, they do. Yeah, when they make law from the bench anymore, like they do. But that's another thing. But anyway, it is terrible for us slaves to be ignorant. And I learned a lot so many years ago, and in our everyday lives, I've forgotten a lot of it. But I'll tell you what, the tickets and the everything and the this and the that, I seen a video recently where an old boy in California, he took the law to task. Now, I mean, it costs money and it costs your time. You better have both.
Quite a bit of it, too.
There's nothing to do, but he proved that he did not have to have a driver's license because of the fact, and these other gentlemen I seen on the videotape years ago, because they are not a driver, because our constitutional right is to travel about freely and not be taxed or impeded.
Bob, did you say that you saw a video of this guy do this, that he went to court and proved that you didn't need a driver's license?
I had the phone number. You could call and get one. Well, it's in my archive somewhere.
Well, get that video. Bob, I really want to see this video because I hear this all the time, Bob. Wait, Bob, hold on. Hold on. I hear this all the time, this claim that you can, that some guy can go in there and prove that you don't need a driver's license. I've heard this claim for the 9 years I've been on the radio, or 10 years, or whatever it is now.
I mean, I was only on for five, but go ahead.
That's great. And I just want to see the video. Could you send it to me at mark@freetalklive.com? I would love to see it, because if so, I want to change my opinion on this, this particular topic.
I don't have any computer anymore, but I'll find somebody with a computer. And let me get out a piece of paper here. I've got the pencil.
It's real easy. It's mark@freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live's the show you're listening to.
Free Talk Live. Yep. Anyway, and it got me interested in this. A friend befriended me years ago out west when I was out there and having a wonderful time. And you need to research Jack McLam. And I don't remember his website. I haven't talked to him in 5 years. But he put out a monthly paper, and one of his papers was The Right to Travel, and it explains it all in there. In other words, the states are unconstitutional, thinking that their law enforcement, who are the foot soldiers for the judges, building the judges' retirements, he explained it all years ago in this Right to Travel. Jack McLam.
I've got it here. It's jackmclam.us. Bob, I appreciate the call. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Jack McLam, police and military against the New World Order. And, you know, I would love to see the videos of how one can drive around without a driver's license, because I'll I bet the cops don't care about that, frankly.
I've heard a number of these theories on all kinds of issues. Just listening to the show, mm-hmm. freedom to travel, people can go into courtrooms and say certain things and it's going to immediately alleviate. But it never people talk about it, but I've never really seen any of it in action.
I've sure been trying to find it. And the idea that, the idea that these people that want to control us leave loopholes in their own system on how we can go about without them seems ludicrous to me. Here's what seems like a reality to me. A reality to me seems like government is an organization that claims for itself the monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given land mass. If you are in that given land mass, it thinks that it owns your butt. That this is an organization of people that have evolved from a simply, lords and slaves in the past to kings and serfs to, these republics as we see them today, where the masses elect representatives. And those representatives decide who they own and how they're going to operate. They are politicians that dole out favors to their friends and punishments to their enemies, and that's how they use the system. And they do it on the backs of the taxpayer, that they can't operate, that basically we make the money and that they have to take it from us because they're not really doing anything that creates value. Let's go to Zach in Florida. Zach?
Hey, how you doing?
All is well.
I was calling in about something I read about online today.
Okay.
Called WikiHouse.
WikiHouse, okay.
It's wikihouse.cc. It's
okay.
Open source, CNC-based home building project.
CNC, okay. This is a drafting program?
Yeah, where you it's a machine that when you input the specifications and the required materials, it essentially builds it for you.
Okay.
And
then you put it together? Obviously, it's not big enough to build a house, right?
Well, not the machine itself, no. It spits out the pieces.
And then you put it together and make the house.
Yeah.
It's a snap-type version of houses. Zach, hold the line. I want to hear a little bit more about this. It does sound interesting to me. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shade. It's somewhere
here. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas. On 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't
Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, Sickle CAI toll-free line. If you're a cigarette smoker, I was too for many years, you know that they're going to kill you. I mean, they kill more people than just about everything in the world. There's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. I'm not talking about, you know, stopping smoking. I'm not talking about stopping taking nicotine. I'm talking about e-cigarettes. Vaporsmiths.com offers an e-cigarette that is one of the best ones in the market. This is a good piece of technology. It is not chintzy. It has a large vaporizer so that you get a good puff from your e-cigarette. You'll save $120 a month right out of the gate because, well, they're a lot cheaper. They don't have all the taxes. It tastes better. There's no more ashtray mouth, no more smelling like smoke, no more secondhand smoke. No one can complain about you. Oh, you're polluting my air and all this other stuff. You can get a free starter kit by going to Vaporsmiths.com, by ordering 40 cartomizers. That's the things that go in the end. 40 cartomizers should last you between 1 and 2 months. As I recall. And you'll get the free starter kit. You'll get free shipping. Just go to Vaporsmiths.com. Use coupon code FTL. FTL is in Free Talk Live. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or Vaporsmiths.com. 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Also, go to news.freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of ways for you to get updated about the show. Emailed updates, Twitter, Facebook, whatever it is that makes you the happiest. It's news.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Zach in Florida. Zach?
How you doing?
Open source housing?
Yep.
So there's a machine. It's one of these giant printers. Is that right? That kind of makes stuff that you put in.
Essentially. Well, one of the big hindrances at the moment is CNC machines are ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
But they've actually had quite a few projects on Kickstarter to make them cheaper, or actually a machine that makes CNC machines. Essentially, like a self-replicating.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I think they're going to come down quickly. I mean, they're amazing pieces of technology, and the price is going to come down on them quickly because people
there's
want.
There's definitely
them.
Something that's going to revolutionize, really, technology and.
I saw one You know, if like imagine if you could buy one of these for $10,000 for the home. I saw one kick out a monkey wrench for that, a working sort of combination wrench. I don't know what it is, adjustable wrench. You don't have to buy tools of any sort anymore. You know, you punch in the schematic for a lawnmower. You know, you're riding that thing around tomorrow. I mean, you know, it could do anything. I mean, as the technology increases, probably 10 or 20 years from now, somewhere in that range, this is going to be a household item.
Well, even more than just a household item, imagine this on a larger scale where you wouldn't need to go to the store and buy a part. You just go down to your local CNC and they, you know, pump out whatever you want. And then really, you're really not relying on anyone else
yep.
for anything.
Well, I mean, you're relying on the person that has the large CNC, right?
Well, essentially,
the neighborhood-based CNC
become more and more progressive. They're going to essentially become cheaper and cheaper.
Oh yeah,
to just make your own.
Yeah, it's going to be cheaper and cheaper, no doubt.
And this actually reminds me of a project that I saw a little while ago. That same concept, but instead of houses, you can make anything you want to start your own small community. I'm not sure the name of it offhand.
Instead of houses, you would make your own anything you want to make your own small community. What would aren't houses like, what communities are made of?
Like tractors, farming equipment, building equipment, essentially build other equipment that you can use to build more things or to fix things.
I saw this at Porkfest. There's an organization that was pushing this sort of open-sourced technology idea where they would, you know, that you built your own tractors and equipment. There were 50 pieces of equipment they said that you needed as a community that they the community needed in order to be sort of self-sufficient.
That sounds like exactly it, yeah.
Yeah. It was neat stuff. I'm really into it, but, you know, these ideas have to get some legs and go someplace before.
Well, obviously, it's still early on.
Yeah,
as good as we want it to be, but... I could see it in 5, 10, maybe 20 years at the most, that really it wouldn't be that hard for any group of people to get something like this and, I don't know, join something like a free state project and have their own small community and really not have to rely on any outside influences and just raise...
Well, the state doesn't care whether or not you rely on...
Well, obviously, the state is an issue. I'm talking about more financial, you know, not just legislative.
Well, for me, my biggest problems aren't making money. I mean, the average person can make money. It's that the government steals it all from you and spends it on...
not making money, but spending money. You wouldn't have to essentially go out and buy anything else. You'd, you know, just be able to make it yourself.
I think that people, you know, are consumer-based to some extent and want, you know, different stuff like that. I don't know. To me, the biggest problem on the creation of these things is the government and... You have to do something. You have to do something in order to strike at the root. The problem isn't whether or not I can create a lawnmower for myself. It's you know.
Are you going to be sued by making that lawnmower?
Am I going to be what?
The problem would be are you going to get sued by someone else for making a lawnmower?
That much is true, right? Like you
bring on anyone else's quote unquote intellectual property.
Yeah, I suppose that makes some sense. But you're right. If they had an open source lawnmower program, which would be shortly after everybody had a household CNC machine. Then, you know...
You wouldn't necessarily even need an open source. What would stop someone from, you know, taking something that is copyrighted and just sending it all across the country to these, you know... It's information. It's really not completely traceable or...
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess that would be the case. Maybe the whoever manufactured the CNC machines would have a you know some kind of system to stop hacks like that. I don't know. You know, but somebody would probably have some system to, you know, circumvent the hack-stopping stuff.
Of course, that always comes about.
Is that what you wanted to share?
That's really about it. And it's late now, I'm calling from Bradenton, and it is just as bad as you always mention.
Yeah. Bradentucky is the nickname that they have for Bradenton, and frankly, I don't miss that place at all.
Sarasota was much nicer.
Sarasota is, Bradenton is Sarasota's little redneck sister.
Yeah.
I mean, you know...
That's where the people from Sarasota go to get the
crap. You know, you drive across the border from Sarasota to Bradenton, and the number of sort of Jesus bumper stickers just jumps exponentially.
Oh, yes.
It's just an entirely different place. Zach, thank you. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Dusty in Michigan. Dusty?
Hi. I was wondering if you heard about these ATF agents that got promoted after they allowed guns to... go to Mexican drug dealers and drug lords down there, and then they end up killing Americans?
Yeah, the I have that story in my show prep. I guess it's the supervisors of the Fast and Furious program, as it's being called, that where the ATF allowed, I guess, free people to buy guns that they wouldn't allow other free people to buy. And those guns ended up in the killing of some federal agents. Is that right?
Yeah. Interesting how it seems like with anything going wrong with the government anymore, these people get promoted. It's almost as though it's done on purpose.
They've said this has been the complaint about bureaucracies throughout the millennia, or at least the centuries, is that incompetence seems to be rewarded. And that's what they've done here. They've promoted these guys out of the fire. Whenever, oftentimes, when law enforcement makes mistakes, they get rewards so that it's more difficult to convict them of the mistake making.
Can I say one more thing about violence in general?
Sure.
I know you're very anti, you know, violence, but I can see a benefit of it on both sides. Like in the civil rights marches, when people finally got out and protested, there was violence against them.
Yes.
Which caused more people to say, hey, this is wrong.
Yep.
You know, we're going to stand up.
Yep.
So in that way, I could see a benefit to violence. And I even believe, I guess you would oppose this, but I believe if somebody, you know, attacks you or is violating you, that you need to stand up against it. And if it,
I would say you have the right, but if that person is a bureaucrat, it might not be the most efficient and expeditious way for to deal with the problem.
Okay.
That's what I say.
Okay.
Thanks, Dusty.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45
877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. I suppose there might be a way that we could squeeze you in here in the last segment if you give us a call. But we just had Dusty on the line in the last segment, and he, you know, wanted to address the ideas of violence as a solution to problems. And I used to be an advocate of violence as a solution to problems. And I am not an advocate anymore because I think it's a poor solution. I think that there are times when, say, you know, people always bring up this and say, what if your wife, you know, burglar breaks in and is raping your wife? By the way, burglars generally don't want to rape your wife. They want to get in and get out and take your TV with them. But, you know, I mean, it's not like it's never happened. I think that, for one, both of these people, the burglar is going through all kinds of issues. How can you best help that person? The way you can best help that person is to stop them from doing something worse. You know, creating this sort of encumbrance upon their persona, the way they have harmed somebody. So the best thing you can do for them is to prevent them from doing further harm. If what it takes to prevent them from doing further harm is knocking them over the head with a big stick or, using some kind of weapon to stop them, I don't know if that even fits into the... For one, I mean, if you look at the dictionary, the definitions of violence don't always mean... In some cases, they don't include defensive force as even a definition of violence. Secondly, this is what... These ideas when if you think about violence as a solution, you spend so much time thinking about, well, when do I get to use it? That's what ate me up about it is, you're just these gun polishers is basically, for lack of a better word, is people that end up, you know, thinking about it. I just can't wait till I can polish this baby up and use it on somebody. And it consumes your being. It makes you spend your time thinking about it. And this is true with either, non-civil and civil force, governments using force against people. You know, some people think to themselves, I just can't wait till them cops come after me. I'm going to use a chainsaw to cut down some trees that go over the driveway. I'm going to trap them in here. I'm going to throw some Molotov cocktails in their little tank that they drive, and whoosh, they're going to go up like sardines in a can or whatever. And this same thing happens. This consumed me for a while. The difficulty of doing a show like Free Talk Live, where we talk about issues of the government overstepping its bounds on a regular basis, in some ways, in horrible ways, stepping on people's rights, harming them, killing them, things like that, it can be really depressing. It was really depressing for me for some time. When we picked up, and Ian and I and you, Julia, picked up and moved for the Free State Project, we were movers 419, 420, and 421. and actually not movers, but on the counter, about 218 people or something like that were already in the state when the state was voted on for the Free State Project. You can find out more at freestateproject.org. We, you know, found a place with people that understood what we understood, saw the world the way we saw it, and I began to have hope. That hope has been realized in many ways. You know, the Free State Project, frankly, is everything that I had hoped it would be when I signed up for it today. I just hoped that they would get some libertarians in office and we can see what that is like to have them in there. But so now I don't have to sit around and get all upset about the government overstepping in this way or that way and what you would do about it. So if a cop, you know, treats you poorly at a traffic stop or something like that, maybe, you know, beat you up a little bit or that kind of thing, is it worth using violence against him? Probably not. By the time you're ready to fight back, he's already done, he's already knocked you around enough that you don't have the opportunity to truly fight back. If you do have the opportunity to fight back, in a court of law, you're just going to be convicted, and the news is going to portray you like some lunatic. You're not going to have succeeded in doing anything. So, so many of these people, the best thing to fight back against bureaucrats and police officers that abuse their power are cameras and audio recording devices.
It worked well. I was very impressed. I'd recently watched the trial footage from Pete and Adamo's mm-hmm. trial in Massachusetts, and very impressive, historic trial. Going to show that the cameras is really. You were talking about that lady earlier who had shown that in that same town, actually, yep. Greenfield, with the same charges that cop who had abused his power, who had just beaten the man blind, was wrong. That's why they're so scared of him.
Yep. And also Ian's case, he was charged with both obstruction of official duties, where he stood purposefully in front of a police car. Our main host, Ian, for those of you who don't know who I'm talking about, the guy who's normally on here, sitting in the seat that I'm sitting in. He had been charged with standing in front of a police officer trying to stop an arrest that he disagreed with. Well, he certainly got convicted of standing in front of the police car. There, that was on video. But the police officer also charged him with resisting arrest. And it was obvious from the video that he didn't do that. So he was exonerated from this more violent type crime in name. I don't know whether it's considered a violent crime or not. This resisting arrest. He was exonerated by that.
It certainly sounds ugly, right? Resisting arrest.
It doesn't sound good. It sounds like you punched the cop in the face with a broken beer bottle or something like that. And what this shows is that, well, these cameras, if the jury had just heard the cop say, yes, he resisted arrest, and Ian said, no, I didn't resist arrest, they obviously are going to fine for the cop all the time. This is how it goes. 66% of felony cases, this wasn't a felony, are found against the defendant. 66%. In a world where 99% of people, more than 99% of people, choose to take a plea bargain rather than taking it to court, or actually they have their cases dropped or something like that, but only 1%, fewer than 1%, actually take their cases to court. You would think that the people who are taking their cases to court likely believe strongly in their own innocence. Some of those people who believe strongly in their own innocence actually are innocent. But 66% of them get found guilty. So the idea that you can do anything to sort of violently resist the authorities, they're just so good at this. These people kill from the sky with robots that fly. Okay? Like, you can't do anything to resist
that
them.
That is what they know.
Yeah. Well, you can resist them, but you can't resist them with violence. You can only resist them by showing that they are violent people. And this is how civil disobedience activism has worked throughout the years. And we have interviewed and read many studies that have shown over and over again that violence is a poor system for making change. Yes, it worked in the revolution of the United States against the colonies against Great Britain. It certainly worked in that way. But that doesn't mean it's going to work now. You're talking about the difference at that point. The best military in the world was really not armed much differently than this ragtag group of rebels. And but, you know, today there's a huge disparity in the difference of the weapons that the government has versus what you have. So you can't fight a war against these people. You're going to get overpowered in any way, shape, or form. It's been showing that with communication, with the internet, that nonviolent resistance is been getting more effective. At the turn of the 20th century, so from 1900 to 2006, nonviolent versus violent revolutions, civil uprisings, things like that, nonviolent ones have been twice as effective as violent ones. And as time goes by, the nonviolent ones are getting more effective and the violent ones are getting less effective. So you're probably at a 1-3 to 1-4 scenario. Violence, although I understand why one might choose to use it, why one would be tempted to use it, believe me, I still get these flashes of anger against bureaucrats. I get it all the time. These people do not take responsibility for their actions. They don't mind hurting you and your family. They're just doing their jobs, just like Nazis putting Jews on trains. They're just, to me and to my mind, they're acting in the same way. If they were told to do it, they'd do it because it was their job.
It's a very natural reaction, violence, the thought of violence.
Yes.
But that's just it. It's just a reaction.
And it's not going to be an effective one. And so
especially
I would counsel anyone who's so upset about these things that they would give their life, because that's what you're going to do if you're going to act violently against bureaucrats. If you would give your life for your beliefs, well, go ahead and give your life. Sign up for the Free State Project. Move your life up here to New Hampshire, where you will have hope and you will see in your lifetime more freedom. Because that's what's occurring here in New Hampshire. That's what we're going to see. You can have it. It's being proffered to you. If you would rather have the violence and the negativity and the upset and the anger, it's yours for the taking. You may have it. If you say that, well, I can't do it because of this, that, and the other, well, aren't those the same reasons why you can't commit the violence? Makes sense. Free Talk Live. It's been Mark.
And Julia.
Julia, thank you for coming in and helping me out with this.
Oh, you're welcome.
Free Talk Live. Thanks for listening.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.